President Kais Saied has no right, constitutional or legal basis to dissolve the Supreme Judicial Council. He's taking this step in insistence on his part to continue his coup against the Constitution of the Second Republic, which he started last July 25, and another evidence that reveals his project to demolish the democratic system and bald dictatorial regime in its place. The dissolution of the Judicial Supreme Council after the dissolution of the parliament a few months ago means, in practice, the transfer of all executive, legislative, and judicial powers to the hands of the president, a matter that Tunisia has never known since its independence, even under the authoritarian regimes that existed before the revolution. It is terrible disregard for the most important principles of democracy and a real sabotage of the institutions of the Tunisian state.
The president has initiated an online public consultation before drafting a new constitution that he says will be put to a referendum. He has not brought major political or civil society players into this process. Without a parliament, what's your take on that?
My opinion, the constitution is the supreme law. In Tunisia, the constitution on the First Republic was written in 1959 and the constitution of the Second Republic in 2014 through the same mechanism, which is the National Constituent Assembly elected by the people. That is why a single person cannot, even the president, write a constitution. And if he did, this constitution would not have value or legitimacy and would not be binding on Tunisians. Online consultation is not a referendum, nor is an election, not to mention that this consultation is a kind of escape and evasion of the participatory principles that oblige the president to dialogue with political parties and civil society. The constitutional amendment requires the approval of parliament, and parliament is closed by order of the president, as everyone knows.
Senator Chris Murphy, a Democratic from Connecticut, said Tunisia was the place where the Arab Spring started and stood as a proof that democracy could succeed, and now we are left scrambling with a quasi-dictator and real uncertainty as to which way this country is heading. He called on the Biden administration to signal to President Saied that the U.S. relationship with Tunisia will suffer greatly if the president doesn't change course. With the U.S. pressure and delaying multi-billion dollar loan from the International Monetary Fund and the $500 million infrastructure grant from the U.S. force President Saied to take Tunisia back to a democratic transition?
I hope that the majority, whether in Congress or in the administration of President Biden, will think the same way as Senator Murphy, who knows the Tunisian file very well and has a clear commitment to supporting democracy in Arab and Muslim country that until a few months ago was a model for promising democracy in the Arab and Islamic world. The United States has had close relations with Tunisia for more than two centuries and is the most prominent supporter of the democratic transition in Tunisia since 2011. Today, it has a great responsibility to help Tunisians restore the democratic transition to its natural course after the overthrow of the constitution 6 months ago. We do not want sanctions that harm the Tunisian people, but we want firm and clear positions from the Biden administration and from the Congress that affirm Washington's firm opposition to the emerging dictatorship project led by the President Kais Saied.